I am Good Morning America Radio's Hilary Barsky. The singer known simply as The Voice, our good friend and multi-platinum performer Josh Groban, joins us. What was amazing for me, Josh, is coming in earlier this morning, very early this morning,
yes,
prior to your arrival, and seeing the Grobanites.
The fans were out there.
I could not believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. It always surprises me. Every single time I'm going to do Good Morning America, mm-hmm, I think to myself, oh, this time, this is the time that they're just going to, you know what, decide. I'll watch them on TV. I'm going to just sleep in. And, you know, our van pulls up, and I just see them all waiting out there. And it has been colder before when I've done the show, but this morning it was still pretty cold. And there they are. And God bless them. They're amazing.
And they're very nice, because I walked out from the taxi, and they said, good morning, how are you?
Yes.
And I'm thinking they're not awaiting my arrival. They're waiting Josh's arrival.
But don't ever cross them. They have a sign.
That's right.
What do you mean I can't get in? They'll let you have it.
They'll write something mean on MySpace.
They have so much power. They can go on the message board. They can absolutely.
Josh Groban, do you know what he did to me?
I waited
in line for 7 hours to see him. And good. No.
Totally.
You're delightful. Your new album, Christmas album, it's called Noel,
mm-hmm,
and it just hit stores, and it's just topping the charts.
You know, it came out way before Halloween even, and I was thinking, really, are we going to put a Christmas out, you know, before Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in the top 10 since we released it, and this week it hit number one on the album charts, and it just blows my mind. I mean, I'd always wanted to do a holiday album at some point in my career, just because those are some of the most beautiful melodies ever written, whether you're,
mm-hmm,
a fan of Christmas music or not. I knew they'd be right for my voice, and I knew the fans really wanted a Christmas album. But it wasn't until this moment when I felt like I had three albums under my belt. I'd really explored a lot, and I wanted to do something that was very simple and just something that made people feel good. And this album, I'm very, very proud of. I'm so excited for the people that joined me on this album musically. And the fact that it's the number one album in America is just a huge honor for me.
And it doesn't hurt that it is on one of the itemized list, one of the things on Oprah's favorite things.
And not only does it not hurt, I think that's probably the reason, you know, the biggest reason that it's hit the top is that you know, I've been on Oprah's show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been so sweet and so nice to me. And I'd never been a favorite thing, though. So the fact that she, you know, held up the CD and says, this is what you need to buy this holiday,
mm-hmm,
season. Well, I mean, yeah, that doesn't get much better than that. And she's been a big help. And I'm just so happy that she, through her and through Good Morning America and so many others, people are able to hear this album.
I have to tell you, when you performed I'll Be Home for Christmas, it just made me cry.
Oh.
Because we all, if you didn't see it on Good Morning America, there were the troops that were there.
Yeah, the families.
The families, mm-hmm, that were in the audience, and just the little film clips of the families abroad.
While I was singing, you know, on top of the cameras, there are little TV screens where,
mm-hmm,
they show the shots they're using and everything. And I don't watch it, you know, while I'm singing, but I saw out of the corner of my eye some of the clips that they were showing during the song, and I'm so happy that they incorporated that, because, you know, that song for me, I mean, it was originally sung by Bing Crosby,
mm-hmm,
who was singing it about the troops that were overseas, and now, you know, once again, we're in a Christmas wartime situation where, you know, it's important to take a minute, you know, and give thanks for those people that are missing their families once again.
Do you ever sing a song and you think to yourself, it elicits a memory, and then you start to lose it on stage? Or maybe a past relationship
for me,
or something.
You know, the songs that I choose, you know, have a real visceral reaction. I mean, they're songs that I could sing them 100 times. There are times when I'm backstage and I'm thinking, am I really going to go out and sing that song again?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the opening line comes, it's a lyric or it's a melody, and it's whatever brought me to it in the first place,
mm-hmm,
brings me back to it the 1,000th time. Absolutely. I sing some very personal songs, whether I wrote them or someone else wrote them. They're all songs that I feel very, very grounded towards and very connected to. Every show is a real emotional experience for me.
When do you like to write?
I like to write in the middle of the night. I'm generally really crazy throughout the day. My phone doesn't stop ringing. I never feel like I'm in a really good headspace unless I go on vacation somewhere or I'm,
mm-hmm,
able to designate a week to write with a specific person. You know, during the day, it's just nuts. So when it's nighttime and everybody's asleep and,
mm-hmm,
the place is quiet and my dog is snoring in the corner, and, you know, it's like I feel sometimes just, I feel like going over to the piano and just, you know, figuring some things out. And,
mm-hmm,
and it really is like writing in your journal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just certain things that you feel you need to get off your chest before you go to sleep. And that's kind of my time to do it.
Did you ever think your life would look like this now at 26 years
of
age?
No, not even remotely. Every time I come back here, I remember the first time I was on GMA, and I,
mm-hmm,
remember, you know, when I was 18 and first discovered, and just thinking how extraordinary it all was. And I'm so happy that, you know, 6 years down the road, I still have that those goosebumps. I still have those pinch me moments of just how incredible it all is. And it's just, it's gotten better and better, and my fans continue to amaze me. And I feel like I've grown a lot since I started out, and I still feel like I've got so much more to give. So I feel like I'm in a really great place, but it all is it's constantly a nice surprise.
And you attended Carnegie Mellon for drama before you were discovered.
Yes, I was a drama kid. Everything was dramatic. I went to an amazing high school called Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, had a great theater program there, went off to Carnegie Mellon. I thought that would be my path. I dreamed and still dream of doing Broadway one day. And it was there that I got signed. And I just remember, you know, you think about how your life changes in different paths. It was a sacrifice to leave school, but at the same time, it was a door that was open that I knew was a one in a million chance. And I had the opportunity to reach so many people. So, you know, I took it and haven't looked back, but I do hope to go back to theater one day soon.
I'm Hilary Barsky, and this is Good Morning America Radio.